and they can't get down. Milk. All the stuff is spoiled. All their food is spoiled. So they have no. And if they have money, they can't get to an ATM. They can't even get downstairs. They're afraid to go down those scary stairs at pitch black.
No emergency lights.
Come here, let me show you something. You know, you can keep it going.
So there's no emergency lights. And a lot of the elderly folks, because of these buildings here, be about 8 stories, 10 stories, 12 stories.
13 stories. Look, first of all, this should be clear, which I'm doing. The housing workers, look at them, sitting right in the parking lot, collecting a check. How long does it take to do this so people can pass?
Now, why do you think that they're all standing there? It's obviously not just one or two of them, like they're lazy.
No, it's part of the policy going on here.
Because
they don't know what to do.
Right.
They get no orders to do nothing. Just look busy. That's what they're told. Look busy. Look at this. They're supposed to pack this up.
Yeah.
Now, here's a good picture right here. Here's a good picture right here. Look at this rat. You saw that rat?
Yeah, that's it.
There you go.
So we're seeing dead rats on the...
Yes. Show you what people on the top floors have to go through.
Yeah.
Right here. And this is daytime.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah, here we go. And here's how, look how scary it is. Walk in here.
Yeah.
And look.
You can't see nothing.
Look, imagine going to 12 floors. This. Every time, I live on the third floor. Every time I come through, I said, I'm coming through.
Yeah.
I don't want to hurt nobody. I don't want to hit nobody. Coming through.
Yeah.
That's just to the first floor.
And imagine if you're elderly.
Now, I was carrying bottles, you know, 5 gallon bottles of water up to the 10th floor for this old lady. You know, it took a lot out of me, and I didn't even know what floor I was on. You know, and this is scary. That's why they don't want to come out.
That seems like something that should we close this door?
Yeah. Well, leave it open so a little bit of light. This lady's been standing here for like, I don't know how long, 3 hours. Waiting for somebody. Hey, yeah.
Yeah,
she's been waiting for somebody to go upstairs.
No, he's not.
Oh, she's good?
Yes.
Oh, I saw her here for 3 hours.
Okay,
oh,
Gavin? Good,
Gavin?
Good.
Okay. No, I say by a housing.
I mean, it seems like that's one thing they could do is put lights in the hallways.
Exactly. They got emergency lights, portable lights to do that. You know? And water, you know? Come on.
How long you been living over here, Papa?
Me, I've been here 12 years.
Yeah.
Look at this. It's disgusting. 3 days. Imagine the disease going out of this.
Let me ask you one more question.
Go ahead.
I was talking to a kid over there. Not a kid. He's 30 years old.
Yeah.
Young African-American guy. He heard me talking to someone else, and he said, we're the best-kept slaves.
Yes, we are. You see, everybody, thank God for the majority of the people here, we're helping each other, you know? Because they're not doing it for us. Are we getting compensated by it? No. That's what he means. Are we getting paid by it? No. They're getting paid. Time and a half, and they're just standing around.
Yeah.
I lost all my food in the refrigerator,
$200
worth of food. How am I going to replace that?
Yeah.
I'm writing a letter to Con Ed, giving them a list of my thing, and hope to be compensated by them. You know, more housing. They should have backup generators. I know they do.
If you look at this Revolution newspaper, you got a copy of it?
Yes.
If you look at that, you see that we got a lot of stuff in there by Bob Avakian. He's the leader of the revolution.
Right.
He's been at this for 4 decades, and he's got a book called Basics in there. That's a collection of a lot of his teachings and a lot of his lectures.
Right.
One of the things that he talks about is, imagine if we lived in a revolutionary society, like a socialist society, and you had natural disaster, you would be mobilizing all the masses of people to work collectively to solve these problems, not walling them off, and you over here, and you over here.
Oh, the USA don't want that kind of shit, you know. They don't want that. They want to keep it like this, you know. The haves want to keep it like that and don't share what they have. Even if they have, they're not even spending it. They're just holding it.
Yeah.
You know, I could see if they were spreading a little bit of their wealth. No, they're gobbling it up, having it, and keeping it, and holding it, and holding it, and holding it.
And even if they did spread it, you would just have more of the same, because that's how the system's set up. That's why you
need
the system.
Exactly. They're not doing nothing, you know, it's not. But it's okay, because when they die and true catastrophe happens, I'm going to see what they're going to do with all their money when nobody's there to serve them. Mm. They'll turn on each other like rats.
Mm. Well, check out this newspaper, man, when you
definitely will.
When you get some light or when it's light outside.
Light outside. Yeah.
And the bookstore for it is on 26th Street. It's called Revolution Books.
26?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. There used to be one on 23rd Street.
Yeah.
Is that the one that used to be on 23rd?
This one used to be on 16th Street and then 19th Street. It's been on 26th Street, but it had to move.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is terrible. This is terrible.
Yeah.
This is 3 days. We can't even get the basic light.
It's going to be all week.
And how are we supposed to survive? These people live on welfare and they can't get their money on the first, which is tomorrow. They're old. There's no mail service.
Yeah.
So they're really gonna panic. That's what, you know, they're hoping for their money. And when they get the money, where they gonna go? Everything is down. No electricity. They can't cash their checks. The check cashing places haven't been open. These guys haven't been open. You know? They're just opening up and selling everything double the price now, which is fucked up.
Double the price. Everyone's gouging. Yeah.
Yeah. You know. I mean, that's, you know, that's messed up too. You know, people are already suffering, and these people are gaining off the suffering of the people. You know?
All right, man, it was good talking to you.
My pleasure.
All right, good luck with everything.
I hope you guys can do something.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. But we all got to do something. We need a new society. We need a revolution.
Yes, we do. I agree with you.
Seriously, check out that paper. I think you'd be into it.
I will.
All right, man.